Okay, so Jasmine and the recording started at 1 o'clock exactly.
Pulling a little closer if they need to. All right, so the date and time started, start time noted. The attendance is noted of reps. We have, let's go around and get reps. Say your name.
Anthony.
Lisha.
Daryl.
Daryl. Billy. Bert. Fortina.
Josh NWK.
Kelly Far East.
Scott Space Cadets.
Are there two Space Cadets?
I'm the Space Cadet rep for 2023.
Okay.
And I'm the Space Cadet rep for 2024.
Yes.
And so for things to do with 2024, I believe I'm the rep.
Is that true?
You?
Scott's the rep until the end of whatever you do. Of course, you could volunteer to stuff.
You told us at the last meeting of town council, Scott, that that was your last meeting.
It was
what
my last town council.
What caused you to change your mind?
What exactly do you mean? We've all talked about this, that I am the rep for 2023.
Okay.
Scott is listed as a board member on our state filing. So until that changes, that would be something to be discussed, but in January,
I wrote that section before the meeting, and I didn't realize that we were going to have a special meeting. So what I meant was that with the last official town council meeting, I would be attending.
As soon as it becomes a special meeting,
if the issue comes up at a vote, we'll note it at that point and try to figure out if there's a problem.
But we're all clear that Daryl is the representative for 2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about 2024 responsibilities today. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
In 2023.
Karen and then Agnes.
That's correct. What Laura just said, that we're speaking of until she will become the rep on January the 1st. So as of today, Scott would still be the rep.
Agnes?
I just, if we elect a new president in 2024, we're not going to say that he doesn't still have responsibility until December 31st. I mean, our country, you don't just take somebody out because the business they're doing applies to the future.
Right.
That doesn't make any logical sense to me.
Correct. So I see Daryl.
I suggest, since we have an alternate, Jessica has an alternate here, that Paul serve as our rep for Space Cadet.
That would certainly rule out any conflict of interest.
We need to have all the reps in tone on that, but let me get Lucia first.
I just wanted to say that we, like Far East, has had three or four different reps, and I don't know that we elect reps for a year. Just saying.
We do. It was on the January agenda.
I hear you, and I don't know that that's anywhere written.
That's true.
Okay. So I'm hearing a suggestion, and I can take it around, that for purposes of voting, I think everybody's going to have a chance to speak. Generally, what I've been doing, that's why we kind of created an inner circle and then right beyond that, so that we have the reps to be sure that whoever is representing is speaking for their group and for this the purposes of this meeting. So I think we're going to need to resolve this a little bit.
I would like to say, Mo, I did get your text message about the conflict of interest on item one, so I absolutely will allow Paul to make our vote for item one. I am happy with that.
Well, I don't think it's your decision. I think the council has to vote on that.
Let's have hands so we don't crosstalk, please. So did people hear what Dennis said? And I heard somebody trying to say something over here. I didn't mean to squelch you entirely, whoever you were. Okay. All right. So let's go around with the official current rep, and then we'll take other opinions on who would be voted, who should best represent evenly spaced cadets. Is that correct? So if we start with Dennis?
I would say the alternate, I mean, because Paul...
Just say what you think and not, you don't have to reason it out necessarily. Right. Well, I'm sorry. Go. Say
my vote would be Daryl, and the second would be Paul, if that's not possible.
Anthony?
I don't know if I was ready to make this vote.
It's passed for now. You can come back. It'll be the last one.
Yeah, I want to hold out of this vote. I mean, I feel like I've heard good reasonings on both sides.
Lucia?
I would say that it's my understanding that Equally Spaced had, by acclamation, asked for Daryl to be their rep. And so I would say Daryl Source and Paul could definitely be the backup, because he's beneficially also.
Okay. I'm a little at a loss here, but we'll come back to you, I guess, Daryl. And
me?
You're representing...
So,
okay.
In our group, we have
slide to the left.
Okay. I guess I would vote for, based on what I heard from Equally Spaced Cadets reporting on choosing a new rep, I guess I would go with the new rep and then Paul as backups.
Josh.
I personally would support Scott being the rep, because he's the one that's elected by 2023. I'd like to add to that, even if I didn't want Scott to be rep, I didn't elect him, so it's not really my choice.
Ellie.
I think Scott's group had the opportunity to make the decision of when Daryl was going to take over, and they didn't do that. So Daryl takes over in January, and Scott is still the rep.
Good point.
Yeah.
Let me just finish with the reps.
Sure. So, Daryl, you did ask to be our Space Cadets rep starting in January. That's what you asked for. So I don't really understand. I don't understand why this conversation is being had, but I will absolutely allow Paul to take the vote for item number one. That seems to solve all the issues. I guess I'm confused. Is there an issue beyond...
Well, the group chose Daryl for 2024, and we're talking about 2024.
Could we have hands on
that? Oh, yeah.
Because Mo has it.
The only way to get rid of a rep is by two-thirds vote. In this case, it would be two-thirds vote of Space Cadets voting. It's not town council, but two-thirds vote of Space Cadets to remove Scott. What's happening now is totally illegitimate.
Okay, well, so can from what I'm hearing, it sounds like a significant number of people are okay with using the alternative, including, I guess, Daryl, are you okay with that? And Scott's okay with that, that Paul will be is the alternative rep that's accepted as the voting person for this meeting?
Item one.
Well, we're not there yet.
That was
what Scott said for item one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to say what he said.
Oh, okay. We haven't even gotten to the problems with the agenda yet. So we'll get there shortly.
I would just like to point out that there's still a conflict of interest that you have, Scott, because the other items are about a job description for a job you've applied for.
Which is what he said he was stepping
well, then
back.
That's the rest of the agenda.
I know. Well, there are two agendas. There are two agendas.
Oh.
There are two agendas. So
okay.
We have. That's our next. Our next thing we can be energetic about. So, are we okay with at least when we talking about the agenda that we have Paul as the rep from Equally Spaced Cadets? Have we? Are we in
for any item that is a conflict of interest?
Any item that is
a conflict
of interest. Okay. I don't know that there's much else that we're actually going to be voting on, but maybe. Did we do that all right? I don't know that we're doing this legally. It's hard to say.
Hard to say.
But we know that he legally can step in when it feels that is appropriate. All right. Are we good? All right, so...
What's the decision here?
What the decision here is that in matters that require a vote from Equally Spaced Cadets that are a conflict of interest for Scott, you will be their rep. And we may have discussions about which of those items are a conflict of interest in people's mind. But does that follow where we are? Okay.
So I may be the rep or may not, depending on what we're talking about. Is that what you're saying?
Schroeder's cat.
I mean,
yeah. Well,
this is all ridiculous. Scott should be our representative. He is our representative now until the first of the year when Darrell will become our representative.
I don't understand. It's thank you. And I think the issue is we've kind of jumped ahead. Because we haven't even talked about the agenda item, because he's applied to be a coordinator, and we have to accept that nomination, that there may be a conflict of interest there, at which point it seems like there's...
Can I ask you a question about that? Is there a closing date for applying for this job?
Well, let's get the agenda established, and then we can discuss that. Because I think these are all issues. There's a lot of wobbles in what we're doing here today, and there are a lot of wobbles. There's a lot of wobbles in what TC is doing just generally. So we're just holding our breaths, and if today we can just finally get our agenda right, we could have our meeting tomorrow in a nice warm room, up at the community center and be able to do this in a more orderly fashion. Are we good to move on then to noting that we had a quorum? At least five group reps are here, so we're good for that. Normally, at this point, we would approve the timing, the times that have been put on the agenda. Since we don't have an agenda, we have two agendas. We're
three.
As I understand, there were two that were physically posted, which may be part of the noticing process, so that we should look at the, even though I think there were, I know Lucia made some really good suggestions, and I think Scott may have had something, I don't know. Following everything in the emails is elusive for me. I'm sure somebody here is good at it, but in any case, bottom line, and I appreciate having this pointed out to me, the two that were actually posted are what the whole community was aware we were talking about. So those are the two that we're going to talk about now, and that doesn't preclude us from, I think all the other items that I've heard really kind of slide into one or another category anyway, so I don't think it's a little more of a order that we're doing it in and where we want to put some of these items that we some of you may or may not have been aware of previously. So, we don't need to get into a big discussion. I mean, we could, but we have an hour and a half, which is ticking, about whether Karen's agenda is more official or Dennis's agenda is more official. I'm sorry that there was some kind of drop about that. But bottom line, when I looked at them trying to figure out what's what, there is the issue, both people and other people who toned in on this, we have to address the fact that there is a nomination, there is an application for a nomination, for the nomination procedure that's on the board, and that we really need to acknowledge that and make some decisions about that. So that's one thing.
May I just make a comment?
Yes.
So each of you who has the books that I handed out, there is three agendas in those books. So
just making... What's the third agenda that was not...
Well, the one that you said about Lucia, Lucia's suggestion. So it's the Mo's agenda, and then the special meeting agenda, and then Lucia's agenda proposal.
Okay, so... What I'm saying, though, is that we have two that are posted that are official agendas that are in conflict. The others, we can ease those items in. I'm not worried about that particularly. I think that will work out all right. So both agendas, both Dennis and Karen's agenda, recognize, and Lucia's for that matter, that we're, and this was the before there was an application that we had to look at. This is the volunteers to perform the coordinator's tasks and how to handle the previous tasks that were previously coordinator tasks that were taken off of that job description. So those are kind of the core things. Then there's additional issues about training, about mail list access, rewriting the business manager's duties, things like that. But I think if we just focus on these three things, these others will find their way into the agenda. Is that a problem with anybody? All right, so
can
then.
I just acknowledge something?
Yes, please.
So this is just an acknowledgement that we're having a discussion today, but we're not making any final decisions. All of this stuff has to go to the members, and then it's going to come back. So I'm just acknowledging that.
I would like to make a statement to that. It's not true. We have tasks that we have to do for January, so we do have to make decisions today.
Okay. And we'll see how that goes. So, all right. So, let's take a let's. Okay, cool. Are we all good?
I'm stepping aside in favor of our regular rep,
okay,
who has just shown up.
All right. Welcome, Tina. Okay, so we have an application from Scott for coordinator, and it's been pointed out to me that if we approve the nomination, then we should set the date for the election, which could possibly be as early as the 16th. Did I hear of January? Is that right? I'm just saying what one because the if you nominated and you voted and that was accepted, then you actually have a coordinator by the 16th. I'm not saying that's what we're choosing to do. I'm just trying to sort this out so we can all have access to it. Hang on just a sec. So the point being that deciding this particular component affects what other jobs we might have to assign in our time today. Okay, Paul.
Do we actually have a finalized job description for this job, or is that what we're working on today?
That's what we're working on.
We have a job description that we agreed upon, Fox's job description. Not saying that we're not going to tweak that and work on that on some level, but that's the going.
At this point, the job description that Scott applied for, he's using the job description that we have set up at this point. Is that correct?
That's what I understand.
The one that was posted in the AC that we approved unanimously at town council last meeting.
Okay.
We did. Some groups did have some comments about brushing the edges on the job description, but we did post the official job notice in the AC.
Okay.
But are we thinking that we're going to change this possibly today?
That's the whole reason we're here, man.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get clear. So I don't understand how we can look at Scott's job thing without having a finalized description of the job. I think we need to do that first and then look at Scott's or whoever applies for the job.
Okay, I'm going to come on around this way first with
Anthony.
Yeah, please. I got you, Karen.
So, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Paul. I mean, I felt like the whole reason why we're here, I totally appreciate the application and all that. I just feel like the reason why we're here is to discuss this. The reason why we're here is because we don't like the way governance has been going, and we want to kind of work it out and see, you know, how we can tweak it and you know, delegate responsibilities and handle it in a different way. We're not here to just jump into new leadership.
Yeah.
What you're saying is something that would need to go to groups
and town council.
What
you're suggesting is what that would need to go to groups.
Right.
But what is my understanding? What we're here for is that no, the job description was finalized because it was voted unanimously at November town council. It was posted in the AC. That's the job description. We're not here to decide that.
You put your hands down.
What we're here to decide is how we're going to, if we don't have a coordinator come January 1st, which we're not going to unless we appoint an interim coordinator, because even if we do have an election, the soonest would be February 15th. How are we going to get from here to February 15th? How are the established coordinator tasks going to get divided out amongst people? Does that make sense?
So we're really looking at trying to figure out how we're going to do this without a coordinator.
Right. Correct. We're looking to delegate the already established job description.
Okay.
That's
what we need to discuss here.
We have Rob and then Josh.
Come on.
Okay. But I don't know what come on, but please.
Oh. Excuse me. It was my understanding from listening to the discussion in the November meeting that that was not a job description. It was job responsibilities. And we talked about who is going to take on the other responsibilities that were not going to be included in that job. So this was not a job description like any that I've ever seen. Okay, this was a list of responsibilities that this manager, assistant, whatever we want to call it, would take on. The others would be the people in here trying to, you know, decide if they would volunteer.
And we definitely have, I think I said earlier, that that we have the coordinator job, that we know that is part of the coordinator job for sure, and then we have the things that we know we got pushed off of that. And we're going to be looking at both of those as soon as we agree on our agenda, I guess. Scott and then Ed.
Josh.
Josh, I'm sorry.
As far as the coordinator job role that we have approved in November, that a basis I'm accepting is we approved that because that went to all of our community. Everybody was cool with it. They had many, many opportunities for insights, of which we got. So that is solidified in my brain. The only two things I'm really worried about personally today are the tasks that that job would normally do, and then the tasks that that job changed put back onto town council, because there's numerous of them and we need to have them completed in January. I would also like to add, this is just nominating Scott. Even if everything went perfectly well, he's not taking on everything in January. Like, it's going to take some time to get votes and stuff like that and processing. So our January town council, I feel we should expect to be on town council without a coordinator. That's what I think we should be preparing for in this meeting.
I said Ed, and then I'm going to call to myself and Manusha.
Yeah, thanks. The existing assessments election completes December 31st. We really don't have the capabilities to run two elections side by side. So the earliest that coordinator election could start would probably be January the 2nd. Normally we allow 6 weeks. Now, you could rush it, but if we allowed 6 weeks from January the 2nd, that puts it sometime mid-February at the earliest that we could have completed the votes. Then we count, and then the town council after that would be the approval of the vote, the elections committee report, and the coordinator taking the position. So we really are talking about right now at the earliest sometime February or March.
Okay. It would facilitate our work here today if we put the nomination to the last half hour of our time here, and that we start digging in on the other components so that we really get our heads clearer about what the job is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Lucia and then Daryl.
Well, I was going to say something else, but now that you said that, so does it need to be unanimous among us that we nominate Scott at this meeting, since it's the first time that we're discussing this?
I
believe only two people have to nominate. Right? It's just two people to nominate, one to nominate, one to confirm. Is that how it goes?
No.
It's by majority vote of county council. You could also decide not to entertain any nominations at this meeting.
Right.
That's one of your options.
Right.
Yeah, town council just decides. We just decide on the candidate and the community decide.
You could decide more than one candidate. But no, certainly doesn't have to be unanimous, but I think it would be majority vote.
Well, so what I was going to say is, maybe rather than taking up the task, we could resolve this issue by getting just a straw poll of the town council members as to how many think we should nominate Scott at this meeting and how many think that we should wait on nominating Scott.
Or any nominations, really.
Yeah, or any nominations, exactly.
I'm speaking only for myself and as a just a member. When Foxes, I thought of it as a letter, was put on the agenda, I had no idea or thought that that was a job description. I thought it was Fox's suggestions of duties. And apparently, it became a job description through some alchemy. Because it started out...
It was voted on by town council.
Right, but it became a job description through, instead of a letter suggesting what duties there might be through something that I didn't hear or... I didn't monitor them at the meeting, and now I'm sorry I didn't.
Jasmine?
So there was initially like a letter by Fox, and I think she also posted it in the AC, but I'm looking at the proposal that we voted on. It's a proposal to redefine MLC coordinator as admin to TC. Fox presented it, and we voted on it in November. I just want to clear it up. It is a job description we voted on.
See, it was an amended job description, Daryl. Yeah. I think we were pretty clear on that, or at least I felt like I was pretty clear on that.
Okay, then I'll just... Okay.
Things that are flying in a lot of directions. This is a lot to keep track of. So how about we take a straw poll and take an official vote of reps, and at this point, I'm not sure whether this, it seems like maybe this would be appropriate.
Can I have a comment?
Yes.
I would just like to point out that I submitted my resume for a position that was advertised in the November AC. I thought it would be valid to mention that before we talk about the coordinator job roles and everything. I'm happy to wait, happy to do whatever town council thinks is best. I thought that would be good to go ahead and get my interests out there, go ahead and put my resume out, and maybe at this meeting, if we do feel like I would be a good candidate, I could discuss with you all of that what tasks would be good to do. I figured that would be... that was the intention of submitting this resume, so that we could be aware during this conversation. And it made sense to me that we would want to get a coordinator sooner rather than later, considering how mixed up things are running, as we are trying to transition without a coordinator. I wanted to help. I am happy to wait if that is what the majority of reps think, but I also think that the membership has made it pretty clear that they want a coordinator at ASAP and that they want it to fill this administrative position. So it seems to me that town council should, again, as Josh mentioned, this is a conversation to go to the membership. We're not voting me in today. We're deciding, and I'm happy to wait. Happy to wait if that is what we think that's the better decision.
I have a problem with the idea that you take any kind of a straw poll for something that's important. I don't understand either, and I'd like somebody who can explain to me, as a member of the community, what exactly is required to approve the nomination. Mo gave several alternatives. What is that based on? If we're approving someone's nomination that seriously applied for a position in our community, and we don't even know clearly what the requirement is for that approval to occur or not occur, I'm really concerned, and we don't know what the hell we're doing here. I don't understand why we keep just going around in a circle with it when we don't have the facts in our hands. And I, based on that, I would say that it makes sense to talk about all these other things about the job description and talk about the nomination after we've got that stuff settled and everybody knows what, in fact, we're doing, and find out in the meantime what is required to officially nominate someone.
I'm seeing Josh and then Linda.
I love Agnes's words on this. I would like to make a formal motion that we not consider the nomination this meeting. We have a lot to cover this meeting, and I love Scott to death, and I hope to God he knows what he's getting into, but that is a question for another time. I think we should just handle the two main questions for this meeting. That's second. Just how I feel as NWK rep.
Okay.
Okay.
Second.
Plenty of seconds. So we're taking a vote of reps. Anybody have any additional comments on this before we vote on this? So if we're
who's voting ready for the space cadets? That's my question. Me? Okay.
You better.
So as I understand it, we are voting to set aside the issue of this nomination to a further time, and maybe we can at the end of this meeting. Save a little time to figure out when that might be.
January meeting?
January.
Well, I mean, you could hold a special meeting for it if you were trying to make it happen faster. That's. But no, I'm sorry.
All the question.
Okay, so we're going to vote now. Can we have hands for, or can we go through here for, starting with Dennis?
Second, Josh is.
No, but we're voting now on.
Are we doing
green,
it?
Green.
All say aye.
Aye. Everybody is opposed. That's the first time I've done motions to facilitate. I come from a consensus process, so I have to get my head wrapped around this a little bit.
My question was, does town council nominate, or do they put a person on a ballot?
Same thing.
No?
Yes, it is.
I think there are some. Okay. I tried to dig into.
Nomination seems to give some sort of agreement.
You agree that that person will be on the ballot.
Can we, instead of arguing, trying to sort this out at this point, can we get a group of people who will really find out what is it in our policy or covenants and restrictions? I tried to do a little of this ahead, and I couldn't find it out for this process.
It might not be in there.
It might not be in there, in which case that may be a task that we have to take on. Is there anybody who's willing to research that and figure out where we are on that?
Is there anybody here from the elections committee?
Anne.
Will people on the election committee take this up? Anne,
sure.
Ed, Mo?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Whew. All right. Well, let's go to what we really thought we were doing before we're doing this, which we want to look at the items that are currently done by the coordinator that. Maybe we'll look at the ones that are going to fall off of the coordinator list, because we have a nice little list of those first that we've taken off by this new description. Let's see, I've got it here someplace.
Everybody who has a folder, the things that are not covered by Fox's description, at the top of the page it's labeled Mo's input. And it has a little rundown of things that are basically not covered on Fox's size. On Fox's description based on Moe's audit.
I'll read them out to you, people who don't have that. Kelly?
Just a question. Dennis, can you send those electronically so we have them electronically? Not now, I know.
Yeah, it's in everybody's email at this moment.
Oh, okay.
I just printed it out for the current, for the 2024 reps.
Hopefully we can create a new folder of these things, because the email's finding anything that they are now. Arusha.
There are a number of things in Fox's description that we have talked about in town council going to a volunteer.
There
are a number of things in the description that, you know, the community rushed to approve. Fox wrote, please don't anybody vote against us. We have to have it in one meeting.
And that there are a number of things in here that I just listened to the tape in November that we as town council members discussed going to a volunteer.
Okay. Volunteer, thinking that they would become coordinator items ultimately, or will never be coordinated. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. Let me get the list and let's see what else gets added to it. She put down respond to member questions and concerns. Everybody remember that one? If anybody goes like, oh, no, speak up. Promote covenants and restrictions, bylaws, and policy enforcement.
No.
That you think that stays on the coordinator's job?
Oh, no.
No, we're talking about what's not, what got taken away from the coordinator job.
Yep.
That's what we're looking at now.
Okay.
Assist with the annual budget.
Sure.
Everybody, that's not the coordinator's job anymore. It's not the coordinator's job anymore to serve as the contact for renters and landlords.
Volunteer.
Pending the community's approval.
You've got to find a volunteer.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It would not, pending the,
That's in the approved description. Not in the approved job description. That's what it says. These are already off the table.
These are already off by what was voted on in November. That's what we're saying. You know, what happens to a job, you start out with a job, and then people start putting stuff back on the plate. We're just going to make sure that whatever has been on the plate is going to get served until further notice. Ed?
Yeah, I just want to point out that the coordinator can't take completely everything or exempt themselves from working on the budget because at the very minimum, it's a cost riser. The coordinator job involves money, so consequently, that's part of the budget. I would also suggest that we need to do at least two passes on the budget instead of one, so that's very clear. We didn't get two passes on the budget this last time, and as a consequence, I think the budget suffered from it.
Could we establish what the items are, and then maybe we'll be going down by them and fine-tune what parts of this go to who?
That was participating in the budget.
Right. I know, but I'm just saying, we're just talking about the things that we're taking off the list. The fifth one is to delegate coordination and support of volunteer efforts. That came off of the list. All right, so those are things that MOAs can see. I'm now asking for, are there other things that she didn't see that you think came off of our description of the coordinator's job?
Can we not suggest things we think could come off of it? Because that was a very forced, quick review of this job description. And there are other things that, like I said, we've talked about that could be a volunteer and not the coordinator. So we have to stick to that job description that Fox wrote?
I think what I'm understanding we're trying to do today is to be sure that all jobs get covered.
Right.
Whichever, wherever they are. I don't think that precludes us from tweaking and adjusting it.
Okay.
Who's going to do it that's going to show up here? I'm going to see here and then to Rob.
Could we switch to a more task-oriented approach
Yes.
as opposed to actually looking at the job description itself?
Yes.
Because we at least know we have to collect agenda items for the January meeting. We could at least address that kind of a thing and get a volunteer so that there's a little bit of progression. Would everybody be cool with that?
Well, we have also, I think you have in your notebook, the coordinator tasks to divide out that... Mm-hmm. That Karen, I'm being terribly unglued with names, I really apologize. Karen put out, and it has the checklist for January.
That's the one.
That's the one you're looking at, and people want to look at that.
There's numerous of these checklists, and I think Dennis put out one recently, and it's in the package here. And it does do a pretty thorough job of looking at all of these functions, even those that may not have been completed by the coordinator in the last couple of years. So this is where we could be working from to actually figure out, are these important? Do they need to be picked up by a volunteer? And so forth. Thank you.
Okay. A million ways we can go with this. And we'll find our way, I don't doubt.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah,
since Karen's the one most familiar with doing these tasks, let's just start with her list. Then let's jump to Dennis's list because he has a little bit more creative mindset. He'll probably see the stuff that we're missing. And between the two, we should get it.
So I'm feeling at this time like I'm in agreement with that. I was actually about to raise my hand and say the same thing because the list that I put together, it may be reorganized a little bit from whatever the other stuff is, but there's also a few things that are added that I saw as responsibilities that need to be covered, but they may not have necessarily been listed in the current thing. But right now, we got to get our stuff together and be ready to execute on these tasks. And it's almost like, as a beginning stage, we could start with this document, and then we can go on to the next document maybe tomorrow or maybe in the next meeting, but to make sure that all of these different things are taken care of, no matter who is doing it. So is that good? Can we get a second on that motion, TC Refs? So we're going to start with coordinator tasks to divide out. I'm so sorry. I pressed times 8, and it gave me 2 copies. So I only have this copy and the one that Jan has. But this is what Karen sent out, to be completely clear. So if you printed that out or if you have that on your computer.
You already have that, Josh? Somebody, I have another copy of it.
Okay, that's Karen's.
This is Karen's.
I got it.
Okay. This list is it has a lot of things that we don't need to address because it goes into, you know, like the calendar events. It says what to do in January, what to do in February, what to do in March. We don't need to do all of that.
But it seems like the checklist for January.
We definitely
at least we could knock that out.
We definitely
need to let's start there. Maybe start there.
So.
Okay. So for January. Should I quickly read through it for everybody? Does anybody not have a copy of this?
The audience.
Okay, I'll read through the checklist for January according to this to Karen's list here. Collect agenda items and write agenda. Verify and update spreadsheet for annual review of rentals. Monitor MLC coordinator email address. Contact people on arrears list. Create lien letters and file liens as needed. Act as coordinator before, during, and after TC meeting. Take any follow-up actions needed that are brought up during TC. Check MLC mailbox twice a week, and she recommends that one person take this on for the whole year, as it does not seem like a good idea to be passing one small key around multiple people. Okay, so that's what has to for sure happen for January.
So are we volunteering right now?
Well, so is that...
Are we nominating people or volunteering people?
This is people are volunteering, is my understanding, to step up for the duty.
Okay.
I would like to keep volunteers to just TC if we could, though, just because we're
elected. The first round, that's how I had envisioned.
Okay, so wait, I mean, I'm here...
Tina has.
I know it's annoying to have to be called on, but the crosstalking is really confusing to me.
Yeah.
And maybe to other people as well, I hope. I mean, I think. So, but what I'm hearing is, all right. So we're going to go around with people who are actual reps. Is that what I'm
getting?
Who are being asked if they want to take any of these tasks on.
I'll do the mail for a year.
The mailbox
where you have to go in the mailbox, gather the mail, distribute it to the person in the co-op that it goes to. I'll do that twice a week.
Okay. So are there some comments on her not
Thank
her
you.
Volunteering for
Thank
this?
You.
Dennis has a comment or question about that?
I was just going to mention that of responses that I previously got between when I sent things out and said, hey, please think about what you might be willing to do. And right now, Junko also volunteered to do that.
I can speak with Junko. She'll let Tina do it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I just want to mention it because people just want to take one thing.
No, that's good. And he does. Please bring up whatever you hear from there. Okay. Well, so I guess we can do this randomly rather than going down one after another?
Yep. I'll do the rental list.
Lucia will do the rental list. Does anybody have any comments or questions about that?
Yes. So with each one of these items, I think it would be wise if we assign a finish line. In other words, like the rentals, the contact people in arrears, the create lien letters, that feels like it could probably be done in this, like this third or fourth week of January. It doesn't necessarily have to be done like in the first week of January, whereas obviously the agenda would need to be done in the first week of January. So maybe each one of these items, obviously, Tina, this one is already named when you're going to do the task. But if we could get a little clarity about when the task would be completed so that we have some follow-through and accountability with this.
January 1st for a year.
So, I mean, for now, I guess these are all the tasks that need to be taken care of immediately, I guess is what we're deciding on. So that, in a way, they kind of already have a time limit. But until we have another coordinator, they kind of seems like that would just become your role.
No, but I'm saying...
Like, you just like a deadline for doing the task, you mean?
Right. Okay. Because it needs to be done in January, sure. But it doesn't need to be... Like, just as an example, the lien letters. That doesn't have to be done completed by January the 2nd. It could possibly be done by whenever is required by law or whatever that date happens to be later in January to allow some
volunteer.
Contact.
Just a second. I have Mo and then Linda.
Yeah. I'd just like to point out that one lien is way overdue to be filed. I volunteer to do it.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're a volunteer.
Way overdue.
The one overdue lien. Is that correct?
Correct.
She's and does
unless
she,
not a DC. Unless
DC a member wants to do it. DC member wants to do it. You might be willing to do it, too.
I'm minimizing what I need to do right now. So, to be clear, do the members have to tell us to do that, or is that a TC authoritative decision? Rose, do you have any?
It is. I mean, it's the duty of the coordinator.
So we don't have to get permission from the members.
That has to be done.
And everybody feels like they're in agreement.
Is this on the link?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to write Mo long overdue lean.
Yes.
And Mo's not a TC rep.
Right.
Correct.
Was there a TC rep who preferred to do that?
Just Josh said that.
Yeah, right. No, I agree. But she's only saying for that one long overdue one, are you willing to file the other ones, or is somebody else willing to take that on?
It's only the one that needs to be filed.
Is Cassie considered a member of this entity? Because she would be someone that would be involved in that as well, because she would be tracking.
Right, as a bookkeeper. She wasn't able to be here today.
But I mean, that could be a task that she would also work with somebody on.
Okay.
She notifies the coordinator, or the bookkeeper notifies the coordinator, and the coordinator files for me. But for this moment,
you actually have to go down to the courthouse to file it.
You can mail them, I think. I usually wouldn't.
Yeah,
first of all, I did it wrong.
How's that experience doing this?
Hands, please.
How was that experience doing this when she was coordinator? So whether she's on the council or not, I think it's in good hands.
Yeah. Okay. People good with that? More comments on this? We're still talking about liens?
No.
We're still talking about liens?
I am. I'm just going to repeat what I have got here to make sure I heard it correctly. So I made a note. Mo is doing the long overdue lien, like right in as soon as possible. And I also wrote that Cassie is going to notify the coordinator / TC rep or assignee, which is Mo in this particular place, so that she's going to work with the person, whoever else steps up in conjunction with them, since she has the bookkeeping, record-keeping stuff, right, and can give the information.
That's part of her job.
So are you saying that you're notifying her that? Or
no, I'm just, I'm asking if...
No, so Mo is going to take on the responsibility of connecting with Cassie in order to be sure that liens are taken care of until there's a coordinator.
To plug in the information I need, Cassie.
Okay. Karen and then Lucia.
As far as just the notification from Kat, that happens automatically when the financial report comes out. Whenever your arrears list comes out with the amounts, that's when the coroner finds out who's in arrears and by how much. And so that's when they know when they can take action. So it's not anything Kathy has to do. It's just when it comes time to actually file the lien.
She's just got to give the financial information.
Yeah, you reach out to her for the financial details.
But since there is no coordinator to go to have it go to, someone's telling Cassie that it's coming to her and that she's connecting with Mo about it.
Mo's taking care of it.
Okay. Mo's taking care of it. Do we all agree that she's
for
it's in good hands?
For now,
yes.
Until you've got a coordinator.
Okay. I see Rose right and then Ed.
Well, I would just like to say that I don't know, I guess it was officially that I've been working with Karen as that arm of people who are in arrears and helping to, you know, shore all that up, and I've been doing it for a number of years. And so I get those reports from Cassie, and I call people up or I, you know, suggest a work plan. So, you know, I've got those. I know where we should be going, and there are more overdues that council hasn't dealt with well. And
so can you work with Mo to
I mean,
for the time being, is that?
See, there are a few people on that list now that need letters of intent. You are over the $500 limit. Please take care of it, you know, and that should be an automatic thing, but we're in limbo right now, so.
The letter has been done, but the lien hasn't.
So, am I hearing that the two of you can be
sure
that that's all covered?
We'll work that out.
You're working it together, and you'll get Cassie all in the zone. Yeah. I've lost my track here. Okay, we'll do Linda, then we'll do Josh, then we'll do Lucia, then we'll do Ed. Linda.
I just want to say that Rose is a support of a coordinator, and I think she wants to continue to be in that role. So we need to see her not just interfacing with Mo, but interfacing whoever is elected into that position in the future. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because repayment agreements are no longer part of the coordinator description, I think. Just the liens. So a volunteer is needed for that, and Rose, yay.
Did that get kind of identified under this, the lien item here, lien letters? Is that really what lien letters are about?
Yeah.
Part of it.
It's a whole process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we trust that these two people are going to be able to...
Definitely.
No way.
Yes, thank you, ladies. Let's
okay,
go to the next slide.
Wait, but I have a few.
Josh,
and then Lucia, and then Ed.
So I've built up a pretty nice relationship with the folks over in NWK, most of them. If they're in arrears, it's probably a lot easier for me to approach them. Should we contact people on the arrears list individually as our groups? Like, I will handle all the arrears in NWK, Far East handles all the arrears in Far East. Is that something that we would want to divide up and handle that way?
Answers to his question, and then we'll get back into the order of hands.
We have tried this before. A lot of people are very, dealing with money is a hard thing. And so that kind of comes with the rep territory, but we are very cautious about not having people's names attached to arrears, and so reps are supposed to get the list, which actually has names. When the treasurer's report comes out, there's no name, there's just amounts. Mm-hmm. And so since you have that name, it's kind of assumed that the rep would, in a friendly, kind way, approach their people. But a lot of reps have chosen not to do that. And so, you know, I kind of stepped into the void and, you know. But for you, you have two people, I think, that would be great for you to. But then I think we should still work together if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. I still need your list to do it, right? But I can probably handle the conversation.
So you all can continue working on this?
Right. Yeah.
Are there any other responses? Yeah. I'm sorry. I think we're good. Are there other responses specifically to what Josh was just saying? Linda.
One thing they add on getting the arrears and the billing I'm the LCPC bookkeeper, one of them, and their board directed me to send out billings more than just quarterly. So basically, if you're not getting paid, you keep sending the billing. Because I think there are some people on that list, it's not like they don't have the money to pay, they just need the reminder. And so that could be something Kathy could be told that, you know, in a quarter, if you, by the end of that quarter, if you haven't gotten that quarter's payment, send out another notice.
Is this the same, this is still the lien letters?
I think people just get quarterly bills.
I had an order of other questions.
She's been doing this and she should keep doing it.
Ed, did you have something?
Yeah, Rose has consistently been able to get agreements for payments for people who are in arrears.
Exactly.
The lien starts at $500. That's where the town council has decided that at that point we would lien if the person who's in arrears doesn't have a repayment letter and is keeping up with whatever that repayment agreement is. So just to make it clear, Rose is a crucial part of this element.
It seems like that's covered now.
Has always done a really wonderful job of getting people
to
step up. Thank you so much for
that. Are we good on this lien line?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have some other items still here. Did somebody else, Lucia?
Okay, so we had a sidebar here and decided to switch. He's going to do the rentals because, you know, he works full time. I don't. And what am I doing? Oh, I'm collecting agenda items and writing the agenda for the next January meeting. So I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
And you're going to deal with the rentals also. Is that
we
correct?
Switched.
Well,
Anthony's going to do the rentals.
Anthony's going to do that. Okay. And you're going to do the agenda.
Right. I'm seeing Ed.
Could we have teams doing the agenda so it's not just one person?
I think the point is.
Or maybe a couple of group reps.
I can support her with that.
Okay.
I can support her with that, Ed. I was going to recommend that also, or actually give an offering that if anyone could support her. Because in the thing that my idea, we may not have time for today, but was to have two or three people that know what the hell is going on with a particular task. In the demise or absence of somebody, there's still someone else who could do the job.
Like as part of that, do you two want to give an email address too?
We
want to do email address.
Like in other words, monitor the email.
Can we hands, please? I'd like to stay just a little bit longer on the subject of the agenda. Wait, is this still agenda related? Okay.
If you guys are going to do the agenda, most of the agenda items are sent in to the MLC coordinator's email. I was thinking, I don't know if you already took it over, but if you haven't, maybe you guys would kind of tag team the email and that would make it easy.
I'm not a tech person who could.
Okay. Well, that's why it's good that I'm part of it.
Dennis could do that. Together, we could do it.
All right, you and then me.
So concerning monitor MLC coordinator email address, this is actually something that I was hoping to address at some point in this meeting because of for logistics. I have a customer service related issue that I need to send a message to the community currently, and I'm not able to do so. I was going to ask if the TC reps would all have access to this email account. So
can that be a separate discussion point?
Sure.
I'd like to, let's stay on being sure that we got finished with the agenda.
Okay.
I'll put my name down for that right now. I wanted to say to the what is now Lucia, Dennis, and there was somebody else.
Anthony.
About the agenda.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about something else. We're still talking about the agenda.
I just want to say that I have a vested interest in the agenda and would love to be able to, before it's set out, to be able to talk through it a little bit for how it works physically and timing on issues. That would be helpful to me. and then maybe I can be helpful to you. Okay, anything else about agenda?
So is it cool with everybody, Lucia, Dennis, Jan, under that collected agenda items and right agenda?
Laura has a question.
Oh, I've got Scott, well, then Kelly, then Rob. Somebody else?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, that you go through Karen's usual process of sending out the agenda, once it's drafted, before you send it out to the entire membership.
Send it to the reps.
Yeah, send it to the reps, kind of have them look over it, and then send it out to the before it's finalized, essentially. Yeah.
Kelly, then Rob.
Yeah, that's all I had, because I like to know what is an administrative item that I vote on by myself and what I need to make sure my group votes on, okay, just for clarity.
Rob.
Well, I was just going to say that if we now have questions, like there were two suggestions right there about the agendas and how they were done before, should we just comment to Lucia now that she's going to be handling that? I mean, that would be a really efficient way of dealing, at least to the front end of it. We may change all that. Some of this.
Be good for January?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Any other comments on the agenda? Was there somebody? Okay, I couldn't even see you over there.
Laura. How far should it be, like a sort of a limited, like town council access document, like a Google Doc? Like, should it be like one person in charge of it, or should there, like, all town council members have access to it in a Google document so that people know what's going on?
I
enjoy that.
Right,
Lucia. One more thing about the agenda is that we have had been, this past year, listing all the appreciations.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's one of the things that could go to a volunteer and not be part of our agenda. And we have talked about that. And somebody, we need a volunteer for that.
I was going to Swamp Folk and Corner for the fall, so, okay. And that's why there are so many. So, it does not have to be
right
on the agenda.
Okay. Was something decided there?
Yes.
Okay, yes and no. Okay, I'm coming. Dennis and Rose.
So can we ask the members where they would like the appreciations? Because the West Group, I know, wants them off of the agenda. And logistically, I would like them, if they have to be on the agenda, at the very bottom, to where it's not in my way of trying to see about what's the business that I'm taking care of on that particular day.
I have Rose, and then I have Anthony, and then Josh, and then
Aaron.
If I look at you and I don't have your name, say it out loud. That'll be very helpful. Okay.
Well, I agree with Dennis that we should keep the appreciations for sure, but maybe they could be a PDF attached at the bottom so that people who want that can open it up and read it and not, like, have it be right at the beginning.
So can we, this seems like getting in the weeds a little bit on the agenda. Can we assume that this is something we can continue tweaking, but have it in our mind that this is a problem? Yeah.
Essentially, that is my comment. I do truly want to give this to Lucia and Dennis and trust them to come up with it. And if they don't like the appreciations, come on. We can talk about all of that in January, but for today, I think we got it.
All right. Is that what you're coming to? All right. Are we done on? We got appreciations stuck in there too. How cool is that? So we still have monitor MLC coordinator email address.
I'm willing to do that.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So we got Dennis saying that now. Rob, are you on this?
No, I just wanted to know if Dennis was saying he should monitor the email. But I think he's also meaning the announcements that go out from the coordinator's list, coordinator's email list, okay? And I think those are two separate things.
Yeah, so that's why I mentioned it.
Okay. So those are two separate.
Karen, could you explain what you're even saying, meaning by when you say monitor email
list? Thank you. When I said monitor email list, I was including forwarding out the announcements. So somebody to check the email every day, respond to emails, forward them to the person who's, if it's an agenda item that comes in, forward it to the person who's doing the agenda.
check for anything that's coming from outside world, title agents, city, county, fire guys.
A little louder.
I'm sorry. So monitoring the email means looking to see everything that comes in.
External and internal.
Everything, whether it's external or internal, if it's coming, if an agenda item comes in, send that to the person who's going to do the agenda that month. If it's a individual concern from a member, send that to the appropriate rep. If it's coming from, fire chief, then you've got to deal with that. If it's coming from the city, the county, or a title agent, deal with that. Ask the coordinator. Email comes in, and it's like, please forward this to the community. Then you look at it, like, yeah, that's a legitimate item. That should go to the community. Teenager wants to send a Christmas ornament, wants you to market their Christmas ornaments. You say, oh, I'm sorry, dear. You should really put that in the phone. Are you on your phone? I'll do that for you.
Slow down.
All right.
That's okay.
So,
I think
you see the scope of this.
It's a big thing. Now, one thing I would say on this is I would not recommend more than one person doing this at a time. It would be too confusing. I've been on that kind of a situation where you come in and you volunteer for a few hours and you're like, did that other person who did it yesterday, did they answer that properly or not? I would suggest one person monitor the email for January and then maybe take it and then maybe a different person do it for February so that you have some consistency, so that so the person who's got it knows they've got the responsibility for whatever's coming in on that inbox and that they're answering appropriately.
Okay, I see Tina.
So this is the MLC coordinator.
Yes. So I would have
email.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
I would give the email at, I would give you the password.
And I'm hearing that Dennis is doing this for January.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I volunteered. I'm certainly capable of doing it. And I just want to acknowledge we have 23 minutes until 2:30. Mm-hmm. And I also want to acknowledge that I can stay here until 3, but everybody would need to get input if we're going to go more than past 2:30. But let's go.
I was thinking by 4:15 we should discuss whether we're going to be meeting tomorrow night. So
we're on number 6
So we got contact
now.
People on arrears list. Oh, that got...
Number 4, yeah.
Did that get taken?
Yes.
And number 5 does have 2 together.
Contact.
That's good. Act as coordinator before, during, and after the TC meeting.
What exactly would that look like?
It's defined in the document. In
fact, like setting up the chairs and
making sure that you have a minute taker.
Basically being the event coordinator for the meeting and then making sure that you're constantly aware during the meeting of what's supposed to be taken, so that you can then help that business person write that up later.
I'm willing to contribute for that, at least for January.
Okay.
Does anybody else desire to assist or be a backup or anything like that?
I'll help out where I can.
There's the lizard. Are we good with Lisa?
There's another part of that I don't see listed here, but maybe it is. What about somebody contacting about closings? Is that on here
closing
for January?
Title agent, that would be part of monitoring the email address.
Oh, yeah, that would be something where if we're doing an estoppel letter, I'd have to contact Cassie, and then I know all about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
So you're handling the
I'm familiar with those.
As well.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. I'll add that to this.
I don't see a check yet on take any follow-up actions needed that are brought up during TC. I think
it seems
like that would be assigned as we at the meeting, right?
That's what I was saying.
As it came up as an agenda item.
So we're saying assigned at meeting?
At the TC.
Follow-up actions will be assigned at the meeting.
Okay. All right, number 8 we've got. Number 9, appreciations, Judith stepped up for.
You want to take the time now to say that we finished this list?
Well, it's 2:10 right now.
Yeah.
There's an issue that I would like to take some responsibility for. That's not on any of these lists, I don't think. In the bylaws, I think it is, we say that TC refers to the conflict resolution team. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we have one person who is on the team. I volunteered, but
we've never worked as a team. And what I would like to do, and I guess it's a preliminary proposal, I need to write a letter to the AC, and I need to contact Cindy Bigby, who is asking to call her, to put out a call to all MLC members who are interested in nonviolent communication for either personal or community issues, and then further training in some minimal, easy conflict resolution. So, in a letter, I'll be calling for people, and I'm willing to have my house available for people to come and get the training and talk and do all this stuff. But we really need to have a team of people working together to resolve conflicts of whatever kind, so, and we don't have it.
So are we now opening up to, I'm not sure what we're doing with our process now here, and we have 20 minutes. So the question, have we taken care of all the core responsibilities that are going to happen in January because we do not have a coordinator?
No.
Probably, but it would also be really helpful if somebody would volunteer to be president. That in case something official turns up, or you need an official signature by the corporation's president, doesn't it have to be a board member?
So hang on. Let's just get down the additional list before, and then we'll talk about each thing. So we've got president. We have conflict resolution.
Well, the president thing is actually the top of the next page, James.
Okay.
In the conflict, may I just make a comment on the conflict resolution thing?
Okay.
I would recommend to bring this up as a group concern and perhaps a proposal in January, yes. Daryl. But right now, I think we need to stay focused on this coordinator duties, just for timing more than anything. Because I have some thoughts on that too, but I feel like that's a later on.
I just wanted to throw it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. So we'll hold on to the president as for a little more discussion about that. Anything else that have to be done in January with no coordinator? I have Linda, then I have Josh, then I have Dennis.
It's more than just president. It's an election of the officers and the directors.
You've already got officers.
They can be changed.
But they can be changed in January.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we do it all at one time would be most effective.
Well, I mean, not the president is what I'm saying.
So I can make that an agenda item for January?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And then you file the paperwork.
You got another one.
You have to file the... Normally, it's probably a staff you can...
I mean, Karen could conceivably continue being president, even though she's not coordinator, is not
right,
correct.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, I would volunteer. I volunteer to stay as president until the next annual report gets filed.
Okay. So are people okay with doing that?
Yeah. Well, that's in May.
No, it can be done anytime between January 1 and May 1. So we can do it January if we want to.
Okay.
I'll put on the January agenda.
I've got Josh, then Rob, then Dennis.
I like that we went through the first list, but I don't want to discount the second list of Dennis's ideas. We should probably take time in this meeting to at least see if they're identical,
okay,
and at least identify the ones that maybe we haven't talked about yet.
Right. And given that we have 15 minutes, maybe that, and we still need to discuss whether we're having the next meeting, maybe that'll get pushed to the next meeting. So we go to Rob.
I was just going to volunteer to be our agent with the SunBiz, the corporation organization in the Department of State, to file our directors and officers at when the time comes.
It's part of the filing that happens with the Florida Secretary of State. So that would go along with the when we do an update for the president and other officers and stuff.
We do all
that. Does this have to happen for January?
Yeah, that's
we're just being sure we have everything covered for January.
Could happen simultaneously. It could all happen at the same time. And I was wondering if you were ready.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is this
Kelly has been agent in the past?
Are we? We know that this has to happen at some point. Whether this is part of what has to absolutely be covered for January is that's what we're trying to cover now and to Dennis's list. Talking to Dennis next.
I'm willing to volunteer to do this until mm-hmm. such a time that the community chooses someone else or this item that we're on. Someone needs to agree for HOA president.
She just
right. I know. I'm just saying. I too am willing to do this. That's all I'm saying.
So who is it now?
Karen.
And are you going to speak
until it changes on the annual report, I'm going to be listed on the state of Florida's website as the president. So I might as well just say the president.
Well, if she's not on the board anymore, that's kind of my point. That's why I'm asking.
You don't have to be on the board to be president.
No,
the president is the volunteer job.
She's just going to do it.
I guess just my OCD is trying to keep everything in order here about, you know, who's actually serving and who's not. And so it seems like it should match up. 2024 directors would be people who are serving in 2024. Or that's just...
It's going to be on the January agenda.
Bruce has a vote in January. Yeah. That's those on the agenda.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Are we good? All right, so we're at 12:17. We haven't looked at Dennis's compared whatever. There are items on his list that were not on this list. Do we think we can run through those in the rest of this meeting, or do we need to talk about whether you're going to try to meet tomorrow night?
Most of them are dealt with.
What? Because there's lots of stuff here. Yeah.
These are duties that need to. That Dennis's list has duties that need to happen in January. Is that what we're saying?
I mean, it's constant, man. Some stuff is annual. Some stuff is quarter. Some stuff is daily, weekly.
Well, we're talking about January, though. That's my question.
Right.
Are there things that on Dennis's list that we need to deal with now for January?
I think that I would have the perspective that Karen has a pretty good idea of what needs to be done in January, and at least we have the priority items. And there's probably more stuff on here, Paul, that would need to be addressed in January. But maybe not with the same priority, and maybe I'm wrong because I can't remember all of these things, you know, at one time.
So I think the question is now, if we've taken care of what urgently has to be done for January, and we have the possibility of a meeting tomorrow night, at which point we can get into quite a lot of detail on these. You could have a special meeting in January if this is not the perfect time to have to do the rest of this.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just stretching.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
Oh, I was just going to suggest that we coordinator usually is a person that gets contacted if there is some operations issue, you know, like police arrive at some certain place and, you know, people don't know what's going on, or the power line falls off, or a tree, you know, whatever happens, and so forth and so on. Do we want to have someone that can be that person right now?
So there's the question. You sure?
That was exactly what I was going to say, is that we still need a central point of contact, because what happens is, I mean, we're doing the agenda, you know, monitoring this listserv, all this other stuff, but, and I nominate Rose.
Third.
Kelly second.
A third.
Are you Dylan?
Did you even get a chance to say anything, Rose?
Do you know what this is?
We're going to notice this.
We have to tell them.
If you have, well, we're going to have to notice a lot of this, actually, because we're going to have to say if you have an agenda item, if you have a phone call, emergency, whatever. This is the central point of contact, like we, mm-hmm. you know, like somebody's blocking the road, stuff like that.
Whoever runs the main email, would that be the person?
Well, this is phone, so.
Let's keep hands happening here.
I was just going to volunteer for anything having to do with our operations. You know, we have buildings that operate and everything else around here. So if there's some issue that has to be dealt with that, whether it's Rose hand asking, getting the questions or what, I'm here to help.
I'm seeing Josh.
Rob has a fair amount of knowledge of our common land assets, so I'd be totally cool with that. But I think our TC reps should try to handle any emergencies in our own neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, like, for common land, Rob's cool. For everything else, I think it should be us.
Yeah. So have I heard that anybody's actually going to draft an explanation to the community of what is happening and then sending that to the reps to be sure that's what got said,
yes,
and then getting that out?
Yes.
Dennis is doing that?
We've got minutes, but then also, as part of working on the agenda, I'm sorry.
The actions and decisions is the quick and dirty.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
All right, are we good for that? That will get out these lists and what's been said here today.
And then we can reinforce that by posting it.
What is it that Rose has been volunteered for?
Aaron, and then you. Hang on, Ed. Aaron?
I just wanted to clarify that the suggestion Josh made and then the suggestion of Rose, like which one it would be. Maybe Rose is the one taking all the calls and then she has all of the TC reps to call on for neighborhood things. Mainly because I don't know where the neighborhood lines are drawn. My apologies. I've only lived here for 30 years. So I wouldn't know who to call, but if we could have one person, and then Rose has all the people that she could kind of have on retainer for help.
Yeah. Rose? Well, I'm happy to do that because you can't imagine how many calls I get. Jed Bornado today. Do we have a food donation box? A lot of people call me about stuff. They think I know things. So I'm happy to be point person.
Thank you,
Rob.
I see Ed and
Dennis.
Nick, can I get tree and boardwalk walking path issues all directly to me?
Yes.
That's the most helpful thing. Rather than having to, you know, make Rose handle those things, I'm the one who basically deals with them those facilities. Boardwalks, walking paths, trees down. Thank you.
Dennis and then Linda.
In response to that, in seconding what Aaron is saying or kind of following up on that, I do think that the central repositories have a benefit to us. So definitely it needs to go to Ed. And it's even okay if somebody calls it first. But also I feel like it's good if we track these activities so that, like, let's say in 2025 we can say, well, Ed and Rose, get together. How many trees did we have fall this past 2 years that we had to, like, pay for that stuff to get fixed? You know, so that we can make some calculations on budget and things like that. And the other thing I was raising my hand for is because we still have this January insurer bookkeeping liaison task thing that I think we could still address that. Well, we still need to get to the item as a group, I believe, because it's a January item.
Okay, let's hold that, and I've got Linda. We'll get back to you, Linda.
One point that hasn't been made is that the community has a lot of volunteer managers.
Yeah.
Fox for the AC, Rob for Rose and Tractor, Ed for Community, I'm sorry, Rob and Ann, Community Center, Ed for Boardwalks. They already have people who contact them when there's an issue, and I don't see the need to contact Rose when we already have people solving the problem.
Do we have
the person who's going to be basically shifting the calls. She doesn't have to shift those calls.
But there are calls that, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is it possible that we can have a comprehensive list of who all these people are? We haven't talked about some of these we've known right along, but now we have new people that we've added to. Can we have can they all be on one comprehensive list? Was it you that would said that you would be making that up?
The AC has on its back couple of pages a list of people who call for security issues.
How about the director?
Yeah.
And we also have, I'm a tree protector, and because I'm retired and around, I can get the people right away. I call on the specialists who volunteer. So, again, relatively narrow group of folks who need to call on.
Yeah, like it would add to this.
Yeah.
All right. So, but we're going to have some kind of send out to the group about what is here, and it's going to include these items. Maybe there'll be an ongoing connection like that in the AC. Maybe that's a good idea for the future. But I've got.
Just real quick. I was just going to say what I'm hearing then is that it's just like if you know who to call, if you know it's a group rep, it's a group issue, call your group rep. If you don't know who to call, some emergency, you don't know who to call, call Rose, and then she'll get it to the person. That's
sort of the top thing, and then
yeah. But if you know who to call directly, call them directly.
Okay. Lucia, and then Tina, or maybe Tina first.
I would put Rose's name last. I would put everybody else's name first, and you put her name last. So they have to go through the list to get down to her.
Okay. I was just going to say, I think we still need a central point of contact because. People want, there's a big truck that's blocking long and winding. Can you put it out there? There's a tree that fell. There's or questions about do we have a food pantry? We don't have any list of people that are going to tell the person about whether we have a food. I don't even know the answer to that. I don't know if you do.
Do people feel comfortable that Rose will get us through this next stretch?
Then I will be coordinating with
Rose
you because some
all of the calls could go to a phone number that has a message on it that says, if you have a concern about this, call this.
Press nine.
All right, we're winding down here, folks. This is looking really good. I think Dennis still had one more thing that had to get on.
Just this January thing. It was on under. This is on Karen's list on the second page or the third bullet point. In January, ensure bookkeeping liaison and bookkeeper have all the documents they need for the next year's taxes. Review documents and sign any forms needed for the filing of taxes. So. Perhaps as part of the handing over of official documents and everything, you could probably provide that to Cassie.
Well, Cassie will have everything for the bookkeeper. I just look it over. I'm going to do that as a volunteer because I'll still probably be the president at that point, so I'll just volunteer.
Am I, as we're 2:29? Which isn't to say we don't often go over by an hour of what we've agreed.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But
I can't do that.
You
today.
Can't do that. And so do we wish to continue this on tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Well, let's so all.
Let's come around and make a
I thought
talk.
We were done.
We're just finding out here. Are people thinking we're going to meet tomorrow night? I'm looking at reps here. Rep.
Okay,
Alicia.
So
I'm sorry. I should have started with Dennis.
To clarify, first of all, the thing that we're asking is, do we feel we need to come together tomorrow night? Or, again, about all of this stuff? And if so, does it need to be tomorrow night? I'll go last on this.
I think at this point we've delegated out the responsibilities. It's just kind of on us to make it on them at this point.
I think we can wait till January 9th.
Next rep,
Daryl.
No,
Tina.
Daryl.
She is for next year.
Oh, next year. Okay. I want to wait.
I think we've covered everything.
I think we're fine until January.
I'm wondering, perhaps we'll discuss whether you want a special meeting in January before the town council meeting. You're certainly capable of pulling that together if it feels we've left some big holes. Are people okay?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Thank you, Tina.
Are we alive and happy?
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I just want to express appreciation for everybody and how productive and constructive this meeting was. Thank you all.
Let's always be the cold environment.
No, that's for the reps. And those have the Articles of Incorporation, the Bylaws, the Covenants, and the Policies.
It's written.
I'll do some voluntary stuff. I'm not saying that I can't take it. No. Well, yeah, there's a lot of people that agree to my wife's requirement for my salary is not within the realm of feasibility.
Meeting ended at December 17th, 2023 at 2:31 p.m. 2:31 p.m.